This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Malcolm Holmline of the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, asking the question, why doesn't Israel destroy the Iranian oil fields and stop their feeding into the ring of fire that is bedeviling and threatening Israel's existence and the people of Israel, especially in the north with the rain of drones and missiles coming from Hezbollah? Why don't they destroy the oil fields? Malcolm offers two reasons, both important for the geopolitics of the moment. This is Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, answering Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness's question about how to stymie the Islamic Republic of Iran's attack on Israel. More of this tonight.
Despite all of the hatred and all that they have been fed, the majority of Iranians want relations with Israel and have demonstrated publicly support for Israel, even after October 7th and in Stadia and in many other public domains. Second, it's because of China. China has signed, as you know, a huge deals with Iran. They take 85% of the Iranian production. They're exporting it, usually illicitly. They take it off on tankers and change to other tankers. They turn off the transponders. And that it would leave China literally freezing because of its dependence on the Iranian oil. So there are a lot of, they're both the domestic concern and international concerns why they don't take the obvious move, which would cut off the funding that fuels this the extremist regime and their proxies.